This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Austin Bechtel with you here on the Fan Early Morning Show. I am very excited for a Pirates game this weekend. I know there's not that much excitement around the Pirates nowadays. I mean, there is surrounding the fact that Leyva Pergueiro is here, Andy Rodriguez is here, Henry Davis has been here for a month, Nick Gonzalez has been here for a couple weeks, Quinn Priester, even though he didn't have the greatest of starts. Or Andy Rodriguez, first two games weren't great. But the Pirates yesterday were able to win, defeat the Cleveland Guardians 7-5, comeback fashion for the Buccos. It was a 4-0 game at one point. You thought, well, this one's over. The Pirates are going to get swept again. And they're going to ride off to L.A., the City of Angels, well, really Anaheim, and continue to flounder, flutter, and fall further down the National League standings. But the Buccos were able to get a couple of RBIs from G-Man Choi, a couple from Jared Triolo. Choi had a single that drove in two. Triolo a single that drove in two as well. Brian Reynolds ended up just barely beating out what was a double play ball with the bases loaded and one out to keep the inning alive. Before that, in the fifth inning, Nick Gonzalez singled in, Henry Davis, Jack Sawinski doubled in, Jared Triolo. Jared Triolo has been somebody you just can't take out of the lineup. Josh Bell crushed the Pirates again. He loves PNC Park. He homered in the eighth, singled in the fifth to drive in a run. He had two RBIs, including that home run. David Bednar got the save. But the most important Pirate game that's coming up this week is against Shohei Ohtani. Ohtani will pitch on Friday from Los Angeles against the Pirates, and I can't wait. I will be glued to my seat watching every pitch that Shohei Ohtani throws. He will pitch. He is a designated hitter as well. He is a unicorn. He is the best baseball player in the game right now and potentially of all time. If Shohei Ohtani can continue this pace for the next 2 years of what he's doing, he will be the greatest baseball player of all time. He is 29 years old. He leads the league in home runs with 35. He is batting .306, 76 RBIs. He's stolen 11 bases. His OPS is over 1,000. And it's not just like, oh, you know, 1.003. It's 1.075. OPS plus of 187. He has 111 hits. He has a WAR of 7 this season. We still have 2 months left. He has a WAR of 7. He could be a 10-win player. And he is just dominant everywhere that he shows up. I mean, Ohtani is a freak. He is so damn good. Last year, he had 34 home runs. He's already passed that. He had 95 RBIs. He's going to pass that. And he played 157 games. He played 155 the year before that. He's only a three-time All-Star. You think Ohtani should be in the All-Star game every single year? He debuted in 2018 with the Angels, the age of 23. 2019, his age 24 year, 18 home runs, 62 RBIs. And the 2020 season, we were robbed of a full year of baseball. 44 games, he still had 7 home runs. Oh, and don't forget, he also stole 7 bases that year. He stole 26 bases 2 years ago. And don't forget that, yeah, he does that pitching thing too. He didn't pitch in 2019, but this year, 3.50 ERA. It was better at one point as well. He's had a couple of starts that have blown up his ERA. 18 games, 105 in a third innings, 72 hits. He's allowed 41 earned runs, 14 home runs. He's walked 46. Yeah, he struck out 139 in 105 innings. He pitched in the All-Star game last year. He hit in the All-Star game. He's been in the Home Run Derby. 166 innings last season. He went 15-9 overall in his age 27 year. 219 strikeouts and 166 innings. And that's, oh, by the way, in the same year last year that he went out and hit 34 home runs. I mean, I just don't know which way to explain Shohei Ohtani. And I wish, I truly wish, that Ohtani was playing for somebody on the East Coast so that we'd be able to see more of him. So that if the Pirates, if he played in a division, in the, even if it was he played in the National League, we would see him once a year at PNC Park. And that might be the case. He'll be a free agent at the end of the year. Or what's going to happen with the Angels at the trade deadline? Will the Angels decide to trade him? Artie Moreno, the owner of the Angels, has basically said, no, he is not going across town to the Dodgers. But Shohei Ohtani is a breath of fresh air for the game of baseball. He is immaculate. He is just a fantastic player. There's just nothing like it. I just don't know how to put him into words. He is a number one starting pitcher on your team who you bat third in the order and can steal you a base. Who else can do that? He's the best baseball player since Babe Ruth. He is the best. He is basically the equivalent of having, in terms of modern-day baseball players, Aaron Judge in the lineup. He is on pace to potentially break Aaron Judge's single-season home run record in the American League that he set last season, as well as being a number one pitcher on your team. Think, yeah, that guy Justin Verlander, who has won multiple Cy Youngs. Maybe not the this year Justin Verlander, but Justin Verlander of the past couple of years before. And when he was winning Cy Young Awards with Detroit. And as the champion with the Houston Astros. Shohei Ohtani is magical. I will watch every single minute of that game against the Angels on Friday. Johan Oviedo will take the mound for the Buccos. Pirates are off today. Travel day to get to LA. 9:30 ballpark when the first pitch is. I'm so excited for it. I hope you tune in to watch Shohei Ohtani. It will be worth every second to see the greatest player, the greatest player that this game has, the game's greatest right now, and to see him be able to go up there against the Pirates, I am just so ready for it. The pre-show is next with Adam Crowley, Sports Radio 937 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.